Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Tomorrow, people in cities around the country and around the state will be holding events to protest school shootings, such as the one in Parkland, Florida, where 17 students and teachers were killed. March for Our Lives gatherings will be held in Detroit, Lansing, Flint, Ann Arbor, Royal Oak, and other Michigan cities. One group of high school students is taking their activism to Washington, D.C. Berkeley High School students have been raising money to rent buses to take them to the March for Our Lives event in Washington. Joining us are two of those students, Chloe Halperin and Katie Wahlberg, who is the main organizer. Katie, why did you want to do this?
I think it's really important to get involved, and I really wanted to give other students the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and essentially march for our lives. This is a big issue. Guns in schools is a really, really political big issue, and I think that by doing this trip, people are able to become more politically active, and, you know, hopefully we can lobby for a safer community.
Chloe, why was this important to you?
Really, everything Katie said, and it also seemed like a really great opportunity for to show not only our community but our congressmen and women that we have opinions on these issues, and we're not blindly following what certain people think. Like, we have our own opinions, and we'll speak out. We're not too young to do something about it.
Well, I want to ask you about that a little further, but first, how many students are planning to go to this Washington, D.C. March for Our Lives from Berkeley?
So we have around 100 students and 10 parents.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What's the message you want to deliver to Washington? What specifically do you want those members of Congress to know?
I think that we just want them to listen and want them to really understand that certain gun policies as of now are not effective, and that, you know, we are scared of something happening. And what we really want them to see is that we are the future and that we have the possibility to create change in our community.
Yeah, and I'd like to add that it really is a distraction from learning. I think I speak for a lot of students across the country when I say, this is a new issue. I know that my parents weren't sitting in class bored wondering if a shooter is going to come in. It's something that, especially in the past few months, it's something I think about, like, every day when I'm in class and, like, okay, where are the exits? Where are the windows? And it's a distraction. We shouldn't have to be thinking about that.
You mentioned that. I know some of the schools across the state have had lockdowns for what turned out to be, well, basically an abundance of caution. I understand your school, Berkeley, had a lockdown recently. What were you two thinking when that happened?
I was really scared, to be honest. I think I was kind of hesitant. I really didn't think anything would happen, but there's always that threat, and there's always the possibility that, yeah, maybe it could happen to us. And having that lockdown just days after the Parkland shooting was really, really scary.
Yeah, and it was especially scary at first because there's kind of a lack of communication in the beginning, and so we didn't know what was going on. I think that communication aspect is really important because, again, with the same idea of us having a voice, like, we want to be in on every step of whatever process is going on, if that makes sense.
And as I understand it, the event that caused the lockdown was basically a bullet was found in one of the rooms, the gym or school room, where was it?
Yeah, the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. There have been a number of school shootings over the past couple of decades. What do you think it's been about the Parkland shooting that has led to students like you two taking action?
Well, one thing that's just so inspiring about it is the fact that, and so different from these past ones, is that it's students themselves that are standing up. You know, they're not waiting around. We've spoken up, but we've kind of been waiting around for this issue to be fixed, and clearly it hasn't. And I think seeing these kids who are 16, 17, 18, our age, you know, speaking in front of, like, I was just looking at the Time magazine, and some of the students from Parkland were on it, and it's really inspiring, and I think that it makes a lot of students want to be a part of that bigger movement.
Those kids are also getting a lot of criticism from people who are pro-gun and some pretty nasty things said about them. Are you two prepared to defend yourself in light of that kind of a backlash?
Yeah, I think that's a real concern in Washington, and I think there will be a lot of people that do not share similar opinions and share similar ideas to us, but I think that in holding firm in our beliefs and really showing that we care. This is purposeful. We're not doing this just to protest. We're not doing this just for publicity. We are really just trying to get our voices heard. And while there may be some backlash, while there may be some people against us, I think that there are also a lot of people with us.
Katie Wolberg and Chloe Halperin are among a group of Berkeley High School students going to Washington, D.C. for the March for Our Lives event tomorrow, which is calling for ending school shootings. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.